listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Bible Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and we are located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And if you want to reach us at the church, you can call the number 772-777-4431. You can call me on my cell at 561-718-2361. And our Sunday morning Sunday school start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. And our services start at 11:30 a.m. And our Bible study start at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. You can also hear us on Sunday morning on blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Vernon Whitaker. And if you need this prayer this morning, you can call the radio station at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. If you would like to send us a donation, send us a gift, tell us how the radio program has been helping you to keep us on the air, you can send it to in care of Apostle Vernon Whitaker to First Church Fivefold Fellowship at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And our email address is firstchurch12@gmail.com. Send us an email and we'll be glad to pray for you. You can go to our website. It's www.church5five.com. And we would like to thank Treasure Coast Discovery Daycare at 2855 Southwest Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. And you can reach them at 772-323-0010 for all your child care. Good daycare that you can send your child to. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to say good morning to my good friend, Pastor Rick Calway at Life Changing Ministry, and Brother John Wooden, and Pastor Bennett, and Pastor Eugene, and my spiritual father, Pastor Robert Thompson in Atlanta, Georgia, and all my host of sisters and brothers that's in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just want to say good morning, and let's say I have a motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. I don't care what the enemy says. I don't care what the enemy does today. He will not and he shall not take your joy. Amen. Pastor Jerome Brinsom and his lovely wife, I met them last night, good friends. I just want to say good morning because this is the day that the Lord has made and we really rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm always happy and I'm always in a position where I know that God provided for me. I woke up this morning with clothes on my back and food on my table and shoes on my feet. And I thank God for that. But most of all, what I thank the Lord for is putting breath in this old clay body. And I'm up and able and I'm walking around. I'm still in my right mind, still using my limbs. Amen. And whether or not I was in the bed, whether I was paralyzed, but I'm still going to praise the Lord for what he have done. He thought enough of us this morning that he allowed us to live, that somebody, I know that somebody somewhere laid down last night, had all the tensions in the world of getting up, maybe listening to this radio program, or maybe going to the doctor, going grocery shopping, or going Christmas shopping, but they laid down, guess what? And they did not get up. While I'm still alive, while I'm still walking, while I'm still talking, I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Yes, I am. I'm going to let somebody know who saved me. no man or no woman that saved my life, but it was Jesus Christ. I thank God that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, came into my life and convicted me of my wrongdoings. And I thank God that he used somebody that was bold enough to get up and tell me the truth. And that started me on my way. Praise the Lord. And we was over to Apostle Caldwell Church last night, Life Changing Ministry. We had a wonderful time last night in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the Spirit was high and the Spirit was moving last night. And I was the guest speaker last night, and thank God for the young lady that was 12 years old, came up and gave her life to Christ. And, oh, I know the angels in heaven are rejoicing. And I know old Satan, he's mad. I love this kicking in the top of his head. Everything that I'm always trying to mess up his plan. He thought he had one. But God, through the Spirit of God that was in me, man, we had a wonderful time last night. And Apostle Caraway was having a revival. And we don't hear that too much today. We don't have revivals like we used to do when I was growing up. And we would have revivals. That means that all the churches would come to one church. And, man, there'll be so much power and so much anointing in that place. Man, people would begin to heal and people would begin to be delivered. And you were seeing the crippled people getting up walking and blind. Begin to see, man, you know, it's signs and wonders when there is the word of God. Signs and wonders when there is the word of God. Things begin to happen when God is in the midst of everything that we do. And I was preaching last night, and I was speaking at Ezekiel chapter 37. And God began to deal with me that this morning when I woke up. And that was deep down in my spirit. And let me go ahead and read the first three verses of Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 3. And it says, "And the hand of the Lord was upon me, carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there was many in the open valley. Lo, they was very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Can these bones live?" What a question. After he had took the prophet and sit him down in the midst of the valley of bones. And Ezekiel said all the bones were just dried and dried up. There was no meat on the bones. There was no vessels. There was nothing. You know how your bones sit out in the sun and they begin to be bleached and just turn white. He said there was many bones in this valley. Then God began to ask him a question, said, "Son of man, can these bones," I like the question, can these bones live? And Ezekiel says, and I answer, O Lord, thou knowest. Only God knows how these bones can live. And he goes on in verse 4 and says, "Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live." Now, let's stop right there. Let's hold up the bus right there for a moment. Can these bones live? And Ezekiel knew that it was not impossible. He knew that it was probable. He knew that he didn't have the power to cause the bones to come back together. He knew he didn't have the power to resurrect what needed to be done. So God give him the commandment, "I want you to prophesy." Now, I need to prophesy to somebody this morning because you are in the valley of the dry bones. I'm going to speak to your bone. And if you continue to read this chapter, Ezekiel made two prophecies. He prophesies to the bones and he prophesies to the wind. And we need to know, understand sometimes, we need to learn how to prophesy to the situation that we are in. We need to learn how to speak the word of God. Huh. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. We need to learn how to speak the word of God when we are in different situations, different scenarios. Speak the word. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to understand this. First of all, if somebody may be in the valley of the dry bones. Now, Pastor, how can you say that? Because you can tell when somebody is dead spiritually. If you look up above them, you can see the spiritual buzzard is flying around. And you know, the buzzard is always looking for something that's about to die or already dead. I'm trying to help you this morning. And you're dead, and you don't have no life. You feel like everything is hopeless. You don't know which way to go. You don't know where to turn. Come on, somebody. And I like what you said. Can these bones live? I'm here to tell somebody, no matter what situation that you are in, no matter what you are going through, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looked like, there's always hope. There's always a way out in the word of God. Can these bones live? Prophesy. I want to prophesy to somebody who may be in the valley of the dry bone this morning. And you may have lost the love. You may not read your Bible. You may not want to go to church no more. You may have maybe even been church hurt. Somebody may have said something to you that might have offended you or hurt you. Now you want to walk away from God. Put you in the dry bone. Put you down in that valley. We got to learn that we can live in this world, but not of this world. Prophesy to the bones. It's the commandment. Prophesy, say unto the bone, thus says the Lord. Somebody should know that you shall live and shall not die. I don't care what the world said. I don't care how they treat you, but you shall live and shall not die. We got to learn how to get out the valley of the dry bone. We got to be able to speak. Oh, come on. I'm trying to help somebody this morning to understand. You need to come back to the first love. You need to come back into the house of God. You need to be able to do what God has said. Dry bones. Can these bones live? I know that some of us are going through so much this day and age that we really need to revive. And that's what God was telling Ezekiel, that I want you to speak to the dry bone so that you can be revived. And revived means to come back alive. You need a spiritual awakening this morning. You are in a state, come on somebody, in a state that you have the ability that you can't grow. You are unstirred up by the word of God. You have left the first love of your life as a believer. Revive gives us a circle, a new love for God, an appreciation for God's holiness, and a passion for his word and for his church. And convicting us of being aware of our personal sin. And we are spiritually humility, and we desire repentance, and we want to grow in righteousness. That's what revive means. Revive deepens. Come on now. It deepens our belief in the word of God. It opens our eyes unto the truth when you are revived. It gives us a fresh and a new way. And revive breaks the charm and the power of this world when you come alive, when you are revived. And what it does, it opens up our eyes to us who have been blind. And it generates both the will and the power to live. Come on now. I don't want nobody to die, but we're going to live. God said, it prophesies to the bone. and let the bones know that you shall live. Now, we got to understand that when you begin to prophesy, when you begin to be revived, when you come alive, there should be a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon believers. Come on, somebody. There should be a change in your life. If you say that you are a child of God, you cannot stay in the same situation. Come on now, if you are in that same situation, then you need to look at your belief in Jesus Christ. You need to look at where you are standing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There should be a change in your life. That means that you don't go to the same places that you used to go to. Come on now. You don't have that same situation. You don't have that same conversation that you used to have. My conversation ain't the same. I got a lot of friends. They really don't like to see me come because we don't talk like we used to talk. And every time I go, I'm talking about Jesus. And they want to talk about their past, what we used to do. And I keep telling them, I'm not that person what you think I used to be. There have been a change in my life. I'm a new creature. I'm a new person. I have a new leaf on life. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody this morning. If you say that you are a child of God and you're full of the Holy Ghost, your whole attitude needs to change. Come on now, you can't be cursing and get mad and want to shoot somebody and want to hurt somebody. You got to have love. That's what the Bible says. Even we got to love our enemies that talk about us. Our enemy that despise us. Come on now. Our enemy that take our name and scandalize our name and put our name and say all manner of things. You still have to have love when you say you are a child of God. Come on now. That's what being revived means. I don't look at the world like I used to look at it. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Oh, my God, my God, my God. And once you have been revived, come on now, maybe you used to read your Bible. You don't put your Bible down. It got about 4 or 5 inches of dust all over your Bible. When you are revived and when you come alive, guess what? You pick up the Word of God and the Word of God begin to minister to you. It has come alive. I love to read the Word of God. It just jumps up at me. It just come alive. It stirs me up on the inside. It convicts me when I'm finna do something wrong. And it smooths me and put me in a great peace I never had before. I spend time in prayer when you're, come on now, when you are alive, you want to spend time in prayer. You want to spend that time with Jesus and you want to increase your relationship. Come on now. You can't increase your relationship at the mall all the time. You can't increase your relationship watching the football and the basketball game. Come on now. You read and you obey the Word of God when you come alive, when you are being revived. And when you begin to do all that, that makes you more powerful than now. You can use the gifts that God has given you. And here's what I like to everybody to understand. God has given every believer a gift. And we should know how to use the gift that God has given us. When God revive you and make you alive, you need to go out and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. You need to minister to somebody. Maybe you have a relative, maybe you have a husband or a wife or sister or brother or aunt, uncle, nephew, niece, friends, co-workers. We need to be able to spread the Word of God. I'm not saying spreading gospel, not spreading anything bad, but spread the good news of Jesus Christ. The good news that he is alive. The good news that he rose on the third day. The good news that he died for your sin. The good news that he shed his blood. The good news that we have been bought with the price. The good news that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, we've been redeemed by the Son of God. Took your punishment. And we need to learn how to confess our sins and go into repentance. Now, let's clarify that, because I know sometimes people, when they come to church and they stand before the pastor and the pastor asks them to repent, and sometimes they say it just to please the pastor. But that's not helping the case. If you're going to repent, be wholly sorry for what you have done. And once you repent, guess what? You don't go back and do that sin again. That's what true repentance is. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Oh my God. This thing is down into my spirit. And as I begin to look over and I minister to the church last night, and I woke up this morning, God said, there are still many that's in the valley of the dry bones. Many in the open field. Many are laying dead. Feel like there is no life. Feel like it's hopeless. Want to commit suicide. Want to go out and hurt others. Just walked away from God because they thought that somebody said something to them or hurt their feeling. They just walked away from God. In the valley. And I love that. And that question has stuck with me all night long. Even when I woke up this morning. Can these bones live? You've been down in the valley too long. Your bones have been bleached. But then you notice when he prophesies to the bone and bone begin to join together and they begin to connect together, but yet it still was not alive. Come on now. So the other part of the prophecy was to prophesize to the wind. And you need to understand that when God created Adam on that day, yes, he did. He created Adam. And made it, and the Bible says he was made and formed it out of clay. But yet Adam was still not alive. In the book of Genesis, it says that when God breathed breath into that old clay body, then that body came alive. I'm here today to speak to somebody's spirit, to prophesy to your spirit, to let you know that you are alive. And we got to learn how to speak to situations all around us. No matter what we're going through. Oh, we got to know. I can speak. And the Bible says that Jesus said, if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and we speak to that mountain. But see, a lot of us are speaking to the mountain, but we don't have no faith. We're still down in the valley of the dry bones. You can't change no situation because you're still down in the valley of the dry bones. I'm here to let you know that you are alive today. No matter what your enemy says, I'm speaking to your spirit. I know that somebody going to come alive today. I know that somebody going to be revived today. I know somebody going to come back unto their first love. I know somebody going to begin to pick up their Bible and begin to read the word of God. And when the word of God begin to open their eyes, it going to come alive. I know somebody going to go back to church tomorrow and go into the house of God praising God like they don't lost their mind. I know that somebody going to begin to pray like they used to pray. I know you're going to begin to fast like you used to fast. I know that you're going to get your joy back. I know that you're going to get your happiness back. I know that you're coming at the valley of the dry bone. We're going to prophesy to you today. I'm going to speak over your life today. I'm going to say that you are alive. I'm going to say that you shall live and you shall not die. I'm speaking. I want to bring breath into that body. I want to bring life back into you. I want you to have that love and that zest like you used to have. I want you to have that spring in your walk. I want you to get that look back into your eyes. I want you to get that feeling into your heart. Come out of the dry bone. I'm speaking to your spirit, man. I'm prophesying that you shall live today. You shall get up out of that situation. You shall get up, and you will not be in that situation again because you have heard the word of God. That's what the Bible says. Thus says the Lord. God had made a promise that you shall live. If you come out the valley, you shall live. If you get on up, you shall live. You shall live. Being revived. The whole body of Christ need to be revived. We need to come alive. We need to go out and just tell and begin to preach to everybody about Jesus Christ. To let them know. Ha-ha. To let them know. To let them know. Ha-ha. Oh, my God. I feel refreshed. I feel, even though I preach, I mean, it kindled another fire on the inside of me. It put me into another state where God wants me to be. Revival. Being alive. Come alive. Coming alive in the valley of the dry bones. I'm speaking to somebody right now. I'm speaking to somebody. This is the word of God. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker of the true word of God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Come visit us tomorrow morning if you don't have a home church at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The phone number to the church is 772-777-4431. Or you can call me on my cell at 561-718-2361 if you want prayer. I want somebody to come alive, to be alive, to be revived, to get that zest and that love back. And like you
thank
used
you
to
for
have.
Listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
This is Diane Clark, host of the Walking with Jesus radio show that airs Sundays at 10:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 1 p.m., and Fridays at midnight. Join us as we focus on faith and resting in God's presence and let His peace guide us through the storms in life. That's Walking with Jesus with Diane Clark on WCNO.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.